From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. There was good news today for supporters of campaign finance reform legislation. Backers of a measure sponsored by Republican Chris Shays and Democrat Marty Meehan are trying to obtain enough signatures for what is called a discharge petition to bring their bill to the floor over Republican leaders' opposition. Today, Congressman Wayne Gilchrist, a Maryland Republican, added his name, bringing the total to within about a dozen of the 218 signatures needed. NPR's Peter Overby reports that the campaign to get a vote on Shays-Meehan now promises to heat up.
Congressman Gilchrist has co-sponsored Shays-Meehan, but up till now, only 15 Republicans have signed the discharge petition. It means going against their leadership and a majority of their GOP colleagues. And, as Gilchrist points out, going against them in public.
Because it's all done on the House floor when we're in session. And so you walk, and everybody knows who's walking over there to that end of the front desk and what they're doing.
Meanwhile, the fundraising numbers are in for the first 6 months of this year. The period after a presidential election used to be downtime in the fundraising business. Now there is no downtime. A lot of the action is in soft money, the unregulated contributions to party committees that would be banned under Shays-Meehan.
The amazing thing is, despite the fact that this is going to be a midterm election, not a presidential election year, both political parties are actually raising more soft money now than they were during the presidential election cycle.
Larry Makinson is with the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics.
In fact, the Republicans have raised twice as much money as they'd raised at this point 2 years ago.
This is a fundraiser. That's a fact. And we hit a record of $23.9 million never before achieved in the history of the Republican Party at a gala like this.
In fact, the Republican National Committee's presidential gala in May, with President Bush as the headliner, brought in nearly one-third of all the money the RNC has raised this year. Democratic fundraising is up, too, boosted especially by their takeover of the Senate. And even though party leaders publicly support Shays-Meehan, the Democratic committees are still more dependent on soft money than Republicans are. A spokesman for House Speaker Dennis Hastert says the Speaker won't bring Shays-Meehan to the floor, so the number of signatures on the discharge petition is expected to keep slowly growing. Groups on both sides are preparing for an all-out fight this fall. Opponents of the bill, including the National Right to Life Committee, the Christian Coalition, and the American Civil Liberties Union, are continuing their grassroots efforts. It's a long-running, low-visibility campaign. The high-visibility efforts come from the bill's supporters. On Friday, they make another bid to cast campaign finance reform in the shadow of the civil rights movement. Symbolically, they're holding a rally in Memphis, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968. Matt Keller, a lobbyist for the group Common Cause, says they're not trying to overplay the comparison.
You know, what happened in the 50s and 60s. But we want to make the point that, you know what, this system doesn't serve everybody equally, that different segments of society are treated differently depending on the amount of money they can give.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, the acknowledged leader of the campaign finance reform movement, won't be there Friday. He's still recovering from surgery last week. But among the speakers, Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold, who co-sponsored the McCain-Feingold bill that passed the Senate last spring, and Democratic Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, who is in King's inner circle. They're hoping the rally will bring a few more liberal Democrats onto the discharge petition. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.